On this day, the feast day of this parish, it's probably a good time to reflect upon the opportunities and the challenges that we have as Jesus's contemporary disciples. In a companion piece of scripture, our Lord says, "Therefore go and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and the Holy Spirit, and surely I am with you always to the very end of the age." Here at Ascension, we are certainly making a mark as the destination for baptisms. What a great joy it is for this community whenever we celebrate the initiation of a little one. The section of scripture that I quoted a bit earlier was Jesus's great commission, and it was more than about even baptisms. For each of us are called to be missionaries without borders. And each of us are called to share God's love by bringing Christ's message of hope to the world. And each of us called to share God's love by acts of kindness and mercy. Pope Francis, in an address soon after becoming the Holy Father, said that the call to be disciples means living a life for others, a life of sacrifice. He said that such a life specifically means bearing personal witness to the love of God, overcoming our own selfishness, and yes, bending down to wash the feet of our brethren as Jesus did. When I reflect upon, as I have many times, the Holy Father's message, I'm still struck by how countercultural it is. For as we know, here in the U.S., TV advertising and movie messages and, dare I say, social media messages encourages us to live a life only for ourselves, to seek control over others, and to seize as much power as possible. That's not what Francis was saying. And indeed, Francis's remarks were in the great tradition of the church, which has always been in opposition to selfishness. Being witnesses and servants of God's gospel means that we bring power to root out and break down evil and intolerance, to destroy and overcome the barriers of intolerance and hatred and selfishness. We're not called to live our lives as halfway Christians, separating somehow our faith from the rest of our lives. We're not called to sit on the fence or be lukewarm. You see, when it says, or when it is said, that God is a jealous God, what that means is that He wants all of us, not just a few minutes every day, or even an hour, or most likely less here at Mass. He wants those things true, but so much more. He wants all of our love. And sometimes this means that we are unpopular. Sometimes it seems as if the culture would ask us to lead a double life. We're told that faith is something private and personal, that it shouldn't have anything to do with how or why we work or live or make decisions. That's false teaching. God doesn't call us to be Catholics one day a week or only in our off hours. Being a Catholic is what we are meant to be. And no government, no culture, no employer can force us to deny who we are. God asks us to make our lives an expression of faith, a sacrifice and a prayer that gives thanks and praise to Him. St. Paul says, whatever you do, do all for the glory of God. No matter what we have to do today, let us do it with love and glory of God. St. Mother Teresa said we should try to make everything we do something beautiful. Something beautiful for God. That's what she said. Do everything out of love. Ask Him to use you, Mother said, as an instrument through which His love and mercy can spread in the world. Yes, our goal is heaven. That's where we will be. But our work begins here on earth, in our striving for holiness, in our desire to be saints. The lives of the saints have fascinated many. There are so many different ways for people to express their holiness, their friendship with Jesus, so many different ways to grow in holiness, and the saints provide us with that full range. For the canon of the church's saints and blesseds includes people from all walks of life. We have mystics and missionaries and martyrs and servants of the poor and oppressed. And many of these folks lived lives of extraordinary holiness in seemingly ordinary settings. As mothers and fathers, husbands and wives, as doctors, artists, and lawyers, teachers, students, even politicians. We're called to strive for holiness. So on this day, recall your favorite saint, or find a new one, you know, and ask for the saint to guide you along the path of the Great Commission, and let it be said of all of us, that we were with Jesus to the very end of our lives.